For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Despite a slower-than-anticipated rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine, San Bernardino County is doing better than the state average for administering the immunization. KVCR's Megan Jamerson reports on the latest from Tuesday's County Board of Supervisors meeting.
San Bernardino County has received around 68,000 vaccine doses as of January 4th, says Arrowhead Regional Medical Center CEO Andrew Goldfrack.
Today, we have approximately vaccinated about 45% of our allocation. In comparison, the state is seeing about 30%.
The county is following the state's suggested phase tiers for vaccination. The current round includes healthcare workers, nursing homes, and medical first responders, like paramedics and fire departments. The state has asked the county to finish this tier by January 14th, but it will likely take until January 20th. As the vaccine rollout continues, a new, more contagious strain of the virus showed up in the county last week. County Public Health Director Corwin Porter says the county is confident in the science that says the vaccine will be effective against it.
Even though there is this new strain is anticipated to be a little more infectious, there's no indication that the vaccine is not as effective as any other strains. There's multiple strains out there.
County CEO Leonard Hernandez says the next step is to continue working with the Board of Supervisors and city managers to finalize public and private partnerships for widespread vaccination. That will include the locations of vaccination sites, mobile units for those unable to travel to those locations, and a bilingual public information campaign on the vaccine. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
A bill to rename a post office on the south side of Riverside in honor of a civic activist and civil rights advocate was signed into law yesterday by President Donald Trump. The Chicago Avenue post office will be redesignated the Woody Rucker Hughes Post Office Building under the bill introduced by Representative Mark Tacano. Rucker Hughes died at age 70 on July 13, 2018, from unspecified complications stemming from an illness. She was active in the Riverside NAACP chapter and spent years serving on the Riverside Human Resources Board. Shortly before her death, Rucker Hughes had retired as an attendance manager for the Riverside Unified School District. She was a regular presence at civic functions throughout the city and helped organize the NAACP chapter's annual Freedom Fund Awards and the Black History Parade and Expo. Congress will meet in a joint session today to count the nation's Electoral College votes. Dozens of Republicans, including one California congressman, say they plan to object to Joe Biden's victory. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Republican Representative Mike Garcia says he'll object to electoral votes from six swing states and is calling for a full election audit in those states. But experts say there's no legal path forward for this effort. Garcia recently won re-election to his Santa Clarita seat by fewer than 400 votes.
I think it's particularly interesting that Representative Garcia is doing this when he just squeaked by in his election.
Rick Hassan is a law and political science professor at UC Irvine.
He obviously thinks that his path to re-election is keeping Trump Republicans happy.
It's unclear how many other California Republicans will go along with the effort. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said he supports it. But at least one, Tom McClintock of Elk Grove, says while he's suspicious of the presidential results, he opposes plans to question states' electoral votes. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Shereen Awad, KVCR News.